Again, still to come this morning, we'll learn about medical marijuana for good as part of 420. Yeah, well, you know, it's 420, so. Linda Halligan will be here as well to count down the top five. Here is what Jason's calling the greatest story to ever come out of the news.
Ever.
You think it's that big, huh?
I think it's wonderful. So you go ahead and read it. All
right.
We'll all just sit back, get a coffee. I've got my coffee here. Can you hear that? That's my coffee cup. And we'll just relax and listen to this. The world's greatest ever story.
The British government may have overestimated the sobriety of its population this week after proudly announcing the acquisition of a new $300 million polar research ship. It asked the public for suggestions for a name for this vessel and conducted a poll of the results. So, the overwhelming choice in the public vote for the new $300 million vessel was Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface. We do have an applause thing somewhere. We should be playing it now. It's wonderful, isn't it? Boaty McBoatface. I've got an idea. Boaty McBoatface.
So the name was suggested by a former BBC employee. It went viral and it crashed the website where they were voting.
Absolutely.
And it was a runaway winner with 124,109 votes. According to the competition rules, however, this is the best part of this story. They say that they really, you know what? They've got the final say on what the boat's really called, so we're probably not going to go with Boaty McBoatface. But one person commented, if this boat isn't named Boaty McBoatface, democracy has failed.
That's right, and the terrorists have won. I agree with that person. Here's the thing about this story. What's so great about it is that it's so genuinely British. British people thought of around the world as maybe a bit snooty or arrogant, whatever. And the absolute opposite is true. It's the ruling class that's like that. If I'm arrogant and snooty, it's because I'm arrogant and snooty. It's not my Britishness that makes me that. I'm just, you know, an arrogant, snooty.
You're suggesting they have a highly sarcastic and ridiculous sense of humor.
So the British government comes out with these big statements. Oh, we bought a great boat and it's fabulous, and we're very proud, and Britain's great again, and here we are, a jewel in a sea of velvet, ruling the waves, rule Britannia, blah, blah, blah. And the British people go, aye, well, why don't you call it Boaty McBoatface, you big posh git? You know, so it's very amusing to me, and I love the British people for that kind of thing.
Now, I am upset for them that they voted on this name, and it won by 100,000 votes.
Right.
And then they're like, wait, no. We're not going to do that. It's basically what they said was, hey, we want you to name our boat. Unless we don't like the name, then we're not going to go with it.
Well, what's happening in the general election here?
Yeah.
We want you to vote for your candidates, but if we don't like him, so that's really, that's the bottom line.
Right.
Democracy works when it works.
There's got to be some preservation of Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty.
What if they call the lifeboat that or something?
What if they make the captain call himself Captain Boaty McBoatface? There was some, read the other ones because there's some really other good ones as well there.
The
some
other
good,
names that were suggested, names, RRS Poppy May, RRS Henry Worsley.
I don't know who that was.
RRS It's Bloody Cold Here, which didn't get very many votes really. And
because it's an Arctic researcher. They're going to go up and look for oil. Or
other 7,000 suggestions included what iceberg and a big metal floaty thingy thing. But Boaty McBoatface definitely took it
out. There's another good one as well. There's a runner, a very famous runner called Usain Bolt. So somebody's voted for Usain Bolt.
Well, there's no denying it. It's one of the greatest feats of democracy failing in the history of the human race.
Right,
absolutely. I think is what it is.
It's the end of the British Empire. It's the end of forward thinking. Magna Carta, just screw it up and throw it out the window.